better buying power is something that Ashton Carter's been talking about for a long time. Are we starting to see the manifestation of it in actual acquisitions yet?
Oh, definitely. Particularly some of the larger programs that he targeted for rolling out this initiative, the bomber program, the strategic submarine program, and even I might say, although the work on it got started before he promulgated better buying power, I think his administration of the F-35 program, shows all the signs of the habits and practices that are in this better buying power manifesto.
What's in it for the government when it comes to better buying power, and is this something that is potentially also good for industry?
Here's what I think the gist of it is. I mean, part of what's worth appreciating about better buying power is where Ash Carter comes from. So Ashton Carter, right, has spent most of his career, besides some notable episodes in government, at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard, a place which, among other things, is populated by a lot of microeconomists who obsess about efficient markets. And so I infer from this message, from this better buying power initiative, that Ash came into the job and he said, gosh, we, the government, have a lot of what an economist would call market power that we're not using very well. We're not being very smart buyers. We're not, frankly, manipulating the market in order to get better products at lower prices than we could. And so the manifesto, as I like to call it, I'm not sure anyone else calls it that, but I read Better Buying Power, this memo from the fall of 2010, as a manifesto of how to be a smarter buyer. With respect to industry, it can be good for there will be winners and losers, I think is the admittedly glib phrase to which I would apply the implications for industry of better buying power. If you can step up to a smarter customer or already well positioned to compete in the manner that better buying power calls for, I think you can be a winner. But there will also be losers from industry in the full implementation of this thing.
And I wonder if that vision of winners and losers that other people have in addition to you is the reason that Mr. Carter and others at DOD are always very careful to stipulate when they're talking to the defense industry. You'll still make profits. We don't want to squeeze you. We want a healthy industrial base. Is that the reason he's trying to push that message out there, do you think?
I think there's a couple things that prompt him to come back on that point. One is that it is the reflexive way to delegitimize the initiative, is to simply cast the shadow of making a grab at profits over what is actually a much more sophisticated initiative than that. Moreover, he also doesn't want to blunt the incentive of higher profits, which I think is real in this initiative. That is to say, and he has said it, it's not me, we will pay you more profits for better performance defined by us, not less. But let's also remember that he's talking about, when he says that, he's talking about on a contract-by-contract basis. So I think there's no doubt that over the whole of the acquisition system, Ashton Carter is trying quite expressly to get more value for less money. To somebody out in the industrial base, that probably means less profits and less revenues or both. But on an individual contract, I think it is correct and reasonable for Ash to say, I'm prepared to pay for value, and that may or may not, that may be more margins than you're making today.
Stephen Grundman is Lund Fellow at the Atlantic Council in Washington, former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Industrial Affairs, talking about better buying power at the Pentagon. There are a lot of folks that would argue with Ash Carter about the likelihood of them being willing to pay for value. I'm hearing from a lot of folks in industry that they're getting more LPTA, lowest price technically acceptable contracts, either expressly, explicitly, or implied than ever before from the Pentagon. So it doesn't sound like maybe one thing necessarily agrees with the other.
Well, here is the greatest weakness in the initiative, and that is, like lots of such initiatives, the implementation is not strong. There was not in this manifesto, there was not much of a what I would call transmission belt of how you take the pronouncements that and the guidance and the direction that he gave to the Acquisition Management Corps and actually act on it. And so consequently, what's going on now in these first 18 months of implementation is a lot of, frankly, very ham-fisted implementation of it. So people, you know, grab on to one point, like, you know, somewhere in the memo it says, look, I would like to see fewer cost-plus contracts and more fixed-price contracts. And then the rest of the paragraph explains the very particular circumstances under which a fixed-price contract would be appropriate. But as a practical fact of the matter, in the early days of the implementation of this, there are a lot of, you know, contract managers and program managers who both literally and figuratively don't get much beyond the first sentence of the paragraph that says less cost plus contracting, more fixed price contracting. Yes, sir, aye, three bags full, I'll do that. And that's and industry and frankly, the executives in the Pentagon are equally frustrated by this, what I'll call ham-fisted implementation of what, you know, to a fault that they're now experiencing is a much more complex and sophisticated set of directions than have thus far been faithfully executed.
Now, you mentioned that some of the things that Ash Carter has said are meant to address people who are critics of better buying power. It makes it sound like there's a messaging effort here. When I think messaging, I think political campaigns. When I think that, I think elections. We're facing one in the fall. Is there something that the Pentagon could do or should do to make sure that better buying power somehow becomes kind of embroidered into the fabric of how the Pentagon buys? Or is this something that will go out either in 6 months or 4 years and 6 months when this administration is finished?
I regret to say that I think it is, if the Obama administration does not win a second term, it will be extremely difficult for better buying power to take root. Right, it's hardly taken root yet today, and it continues to require a lot of leadership attention, both from Ash Carter, Frank Kendall, his successor as the undersecretary, and others in the Pentagon, just to keep it on the rails today. So I don't think its prospects are long lived unless the president wins a second term and this team, or at least the initiatives and policy initiatives of this team, are able to be perpetuated for another 4 years.